President John Mahama says tagging SADC as corrupt institution which cannot deliver can undermine the economic potential of the regions which fall under the zone. He therefore urged governance institutions to fully support the new management of SADC to achieve the desired goals of the authority. Speaking earlier at the end of a three-day workshop on SADC agricultural investment, President Mahama said the SADC zone has challenging climatic conditions, but it is important to tap fully into its potential to enhance socio-economic development. He charged stakeholders to work to transform agriculture within the SADC zone. A report by Antoinette Abba.
Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADC, was established 5 years ago to help in the economic transformation of the Savannah Ecological Zone through agriculture. Unfortunately, SADC suffered some financial malpractices which threatened its laudable objectives. It's for this reason that President Mahama early this year tasked the new SADC management to correct the negative practices to make the authority to respond.
We need to make a new push to capture this once glorious past of the North. And we must do it in a way that is more systematic, that is scientific. There's best practice. It's been done before in other parts of the world where people's lives and incomes have been turned around using agriculture and agro-processing. And I believe we can do it. We must look at the whole chain and not just one segment of it. It is from mechanization to seed to fertilizer to harvesting to storage to market. These are ideas that have been tested in places and they have worked. And so we'll not be inventing the wheel. We would have the wheel already and just have to keep it rolling.
The chief executive of SADC, Charles Abugri, said the roadmap adopted by stakeholders will make the Savannah Ecological Zone the country's food basket.
In terms of the roadmap, put a lot of expectations on SADC. It speaks to expectations about capacity, but also questions related to our mandate. And thirdly, just how much government support is there for what we are doing. The institution is a relatively young one. It has made many mistakes. Hopefully, we can learn the right lessons. We can repair relatively quicker than if we made those big mistakes older. So we have a bigger chance. And that's the learning we are looking forward to.